In the Presence of One or More Puppies, written by Ashen Key and read by Cece Rambles. This is a Marvel Movieverse genfic and is rated G. It would have been useful if they'd all been transformed with collars, but by now, Phil was pretty sure he was able to pick out who was who. The kitten currently on top of the cupboard, sooty black with green eyes and hissing at everyone who came near, was Loki. Under the circumstances, Phil felt just fine leaving him up there. Tony was the black-and-white border collie currently sprawled over the puppy Phil thought was Bruce, a terrier of indeterminate description, fluffy and stubborn. Thor was a wolfhound, all legs and paws and scruff, forlornly crying at Loki the kitten. He had been crying anyway. Now he was curled up into a ball with his nose and his tail, radiating confused misery. Steve was a pit bull puppy, short and sturdy and brimming with sincerity. Currently he was using Phil's foot as a pillow. Natasha and Clint were sticking together. There had been fighting and biting, with Clint, a mutt with paws big enough to rival Thor's, paws that really didn't match the rest of him yet, wagging his tail in confusion as Natasha thwapped his nose, and then trying to move that tail away when she stalked him and nibbled at the end, with a wide-eyed innocence that Phil had never believed, even when she was human. Natasha actually wasn't a puppy at all, but a tiny fox. She seemed as domesticated as the others, and hadn't there been a genetic experiment in Russia with foxes? Phil was trying to remember and keep an eye on all of the puppies, because Clint and Natasha might be snuggled in close, but they were still wide awake and silently communing. He knew the human versions. He could tell when they were being telepathic. When someone opened the door. "Wait, keep it..." Phil started, but he was too late. Natasha sprung into action and darted through the open door, followed by Clint. Tony also attempted to escape, but Fury managed to get his foot in the way to stop him. From out in the hallway, Phil could hear shouts as Natasha the fox kid and Clint the puppy ran free. He shut his eyes. "Closed, sir," he finished. Fury picked up Tony the puppy and looked from him to the other puppies, to the kitten on top of the cupboard, to the weapon on the desk. "Mind explaining what's going on?" he said at last. It wasn't a request. The end.